It's your Gospel Connection and HJ's Praise Party, and we welcome to the Praise Party for the first time, Kiara Kiki Sheard. Kiara, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Just fine and blessed.
Great.
Kiara,
yeah.
Your debut project. Okay, it's going to be out September the 7th.
Yes, you know, September 7th.
Everybody, now, this is, I'm going to speak life, okay? Here's a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes out, out of the box, that project's going to be number one.
I receive it.
Okay?
I receive it.
I've been in radio a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen a song. The last song that I seen that was as hot as your song was We Fall Down.
Oh, okay? Lord.
You don't know is possibly the hottest song that I've seen in a while.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me about You Don't Know.
Well, You Don't Know, I love that song. Every time I sing it, I get happy. That song has my testimony in it. Me dealing with my mother's illness and just going through those years that I went through, and how the Lord just brought me out. And it's a song that I can say that I have a testimony and can't nobody tell it but myself. And the song is not only so that I can sing it, but it's for the other people so that they'll be able to relate to it also. Because I know it's a lot of us that has a testimony because the Lord has brought us out of so many things. But I would have to say it's basically telling my testimony. And it's just a blessing because it's just really telling how the Lord brought me out. So it's just a blessing.
Kiki.
Yes.
How much pressure is it on you, your grandmother, Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, your mother, Karen Clark Sheard, your aunt, Twinkie Clark, your aunt, Jackie, Dorinda? How much pressure is on Kiki?
It's a bit much. It's just a little bit much.
Hey.
I would have to say it's a little bit pressure because different people may expect me to do what they can do, but I'm here to say that those are some crazy singing women.
Hey.
And I cannot do what they can do because, again, I'm young and my voice is still developing and so on, and they can do like 10 squads in a song and be able to hit another high note. But I only can do one squad and one song and can just do a couple of notes after that. So it can be a little bit of pressure because they may expect me to do what I can do. But I'm really trying to just do my thing. But it's an honor to be a part of the family.
You know, I talked to your aunt, Dorinda Clark Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And even before this interview, she told me when I interviewed her, she said, you know, my niece, Kiara, you were on, I believe it was the Stellar Awards program or something like that, a pre-program or something like
mm-hmm.
that. She was telling me, and she said, man, my niece is hot. She has something for the young folks. You got to look out for her, right? You know, and I was like, okay. But Kiki,
yes.
I did not know your project. Oh, man. I tell you, You Don't Know it's definitely got to be the hottest song in the country this summer.
Well, thank you.
How was it working with Rodney Jenkins?
It was an honor. It was really an honor and a blessing. It's something that I've prayed for about me listening to the different records that he has done in the past years. It was fun. I had fun. He wasn't mean to me. He made me, I felt comfortable in the studio with him. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. I felt like I was at home. I had a good time. It was just real cool. He told me, you know, what should be right here, what should not be right there. We just worked together real good. And it was an honor, and I would love to work with Rodney Jenkins again. So it was an honor, and I had fun.
Speaking of your project, I Owe You, were you having fun when you did the song Church Night?
Yes.
Tell us about Church Night.
What'd you say?
Tell us about Church Night.
Church Night is basically telling the little, it's like a little short summary of the life that I live here at home in Detroit. It's basically just telling, you know, I'm a church kid, I'm a pastor's kid, so I have to go to church basically through the whole week. It's basically saying, I know you want me to come here with you and go there with you, but I have to let you know that I have to go to church before I do anything, because my daddy is going to be on my head if I don't come to church. So, I would have to say it's basically just giving a little summary of, you know, me being a PK and me just going through the church life. And not only a PK, a church kid. A lot of church folk, church little, you know, girls and boys, teenagers, we know that we got to go to choir rehearsal, Bible study, and da-da-da-da-da. So it's basically just giving a summary of, you know, what I go through here in Detroit when I am at home.
Now, here's a song that I think possibly could be the second song taken from your project. It's a little different to me for Kiara Sheard.
Mm-hmm.
Done Did It. That's more like a quartet thing, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about Done Did It.
Well, people may not realize it, but I listen to a lot of different quartet songs and just quartets in general. Lee Williams, I love him so much. I just love Lee Williams and the QCs. It was different. I worked with Warren. We was playing around, laughing and giggling around, and I just had to think. And I was like, you gotta, you know, sing this like my daddy or granddaddy was singing. You know, you gotta sing it like you in the church, in the storefront church, and you taking the folk to church. So it was kind of, it was different, but it was, I had a good time, and I kind of got a little happy while I was singing it.
All right.
So it was a cool thing. It was different for me, but I loved the song, and it was cool to me.
Hey, Kiki, I like, I'm telling you, Sweetest Thing. Were you kind of scratching out on Sweetest Thing? Tell us about Sweetest Thing.
Sweetest Thing was produced by J. Drew and Trey and myself. I wrote it. I was kind of pulling from Lauryn Hill. A long time ago, she did a song called Sweetest Thing, and she was relating to a guy, and that was like one of my favorite songs. And the way she was singing about the guy, I was like, you know, I'd be feeling Jesus, like, that's just, I just love him so much because he is just so good to me. So I was like, well, I want a little kind of, you know, smooth groove song that I, you know, I can maybe chill in my car and roll down the windows and just, you know, just let it play. So I kind of wrote to it, and I put what I thought and what I felt about Jesus, and I just felt that he's the sweetest thing that could ever happen to me. So I wrote the lyrics to the song, and I kind of just let that flow, and it was also a different thing because I'm used to screaming and hollering through my songs, but that was a smooth groove song, so it was a cool thing also. That was different for me also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Our guest on the Praise Party is Kiara Kiki Sheard. Kiki, you've got a bonus track. It's called Snap. What's up with that?
Snap. Me and Tonay did it. That's one of my favorite tracks. I love that song so much. It's a hot track. Mm-hmm. I have fun. It's telling, you know, me, people comparing me, saying you look like Auntie Twinkie and your mama, but, you know, I'm like, I look like them, but I'm not them. So it's different. It's basically, you know, kind of a song that's telling about my life too. So it's a cool thing. I love the song, and I just had a good time singing it. Every time I sing it, I have a good time.
You know, I had the opportunity to interview your mom and all of your aunts except Jackie. She has a project that's going to come out soon, and I'll probably talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Take us back, and this is maybe a sad time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take us back when your mom was in the hospital, and maybe the doctor had given up hope, but your father, your aunts, and you didn't give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on in your mind? What was happening when you would go to see your mom in the hospital like that?
Well, it was a hard thing, I must say. It was really hard for me because I had made up in my mind when my daddy took me to go see my mom in the hospital and I saw how she was looking. I said, if my mama don't make it, then I'm not gonna make it, and I'm not going to church no more. I'm not stepping foot in church no more. I'm just gonna go on and do my own thing and just live in the world. I just had it made up in my mind. If my mama don't make it, I don't care anymore. That's how I was thinking. And I knew that it was the devil. He was trying to attack my mind because I was kind of ready to give up then and there. But something in my head was saying, no, you can't give up. You have to, you know, pray. This is my mom in the hospital. You got to get a prayer through. So I had made up in my mind that those things were going in my head, like I'm just going to give up if she don't make it. And then again, it was kind of in my head that she wasn't going to make it because she was so sick. And by my father sheltering me, and I thank God for him, he really didn't let me go see her that much. When they had the tubes all in her body, my cousin Jay Moss was also there for me. He would call me and tell me what was going on. And was like, you know, Daddy don't want you to come because he don't want you to see your mom like this. And I just appreciate him for that because I don't know what I would have did if I had seen them tubes all in her mouth and in her throat. She couldn't talk or nothing. I think I would have went crazy because I went crazy just her laying there. So it was a hard time. I didn't know what to do with myself then because I was seeing my father. He was just breaking down. He would be in church, and he would just get up to talk. Like, one Sunday, he got up to talk, and he just broke down crying. And I just couldn't believe it, because I'm like, this is my pops crying. And this is just like the strong man in my life. And I'm like, I can't believe, you know, this is happening to us. Like, what do we do for this to happen? So it was a hard thing. I must admit, it was a real hard thing. But when we kept praying, it just seemed like things was getting better. And that's why I just thank God for giving me a family, a church family, some folk that can get some prayers through. That's why I think it's important to have a prayerful life. But it was real hard, me dealing with that. It was real hard. Everything was going through my head. And I just thank God each and every day when I get the chance, when I go to church, I can just be in my car. I just say, thank you, Jesus. Because ain't no telling where she could have been dead, sleeping in her grave. But it's only because of your grace that she's still here. So I just give God praise each and every time that I can.
Oh, God is so good. He's awesome.
He is.
He's awesome. Before we wrap things up,
mm-hmm.
Have you gotten your speech together when you accept the Stella Award for New Artist of the Year?
I received that, too.
Hey.
I do. I've been practicing that speech for the longest. Me watching the Stella Awards, the BET Awards, the MTV Awards, the Grammys, even the Oscars, I was just like, oh. And you know how the rappers, they'll bring their whole little crew up there.
Yep.
That's how happy they be. And I was like, no, I ain't going to embarrass my parents like that. I ain't going to bring everybody up there. But I have my speech together, I must say. I have in mind who I'm going
to
thank.
Well, Kiki, we're speaking life to it. I'm glad that you're accepting it. And I'm going to be sitting back watching you walk across there, you know, accept that award. And I know you'll probably be as happy as your Aunt Dorinda was when she received hers.
Yeah, I was so happy. I was crying back there backstage.
Wow.
So me just watching, you know, the Lord just blessing my family. It's just, I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
You know, your aunt told me that she gets a little scared sometimes before she goes on to perform. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, we all do.
Okay. You
yes,
do too,
Lord.
Kiki?
Huh?
You get scared also?
Yes, I get nervous all the time.
Okay.
I get tremendously nervous. That doesn't even make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Finally, what expectations are you putting on I Owe You?
Most of all, the songs, I just want the songs to minister to the young people. I just wanted to... Hopefully the expectations, I hope it just reached the charts, like you said, and just get to number one. most of all, whatever the Lord just wants it, I just want it to go wherever the Lord wants it to go. So I'm happy, and I got a lot of expectations. I can keep going.
All right.
So I'm just real happy.
Our guest on the praise party is Kiara Kiki Sheard. New project, I Owe You, will be out September the 7th. But the song, You Don't Know, hey, it's going through the roof. We thank you for joining us
thank
on the praise party.
Me.